Right now, we're going to head out to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline, check in with our good pal, managing editor for the Browns Wire, Jeff Risden. Jeff, good morning to you, pal. Happy Tuesday.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me back.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So we talked to you a couple weeks ago, and the Browns, I believe, you know, were just coming off maybe their first win of the season after a Thursday night win against the Bengals. And so a lot has happened since then, Jeff. I mean, we're talking about back-to-back weeks now. You get a marquee game against the Dallas Cowboys last week. You get an incredibly stiff test against the Indianapolis Colts this past weekend. You pass both of them with flying colors, Jeff. Like, right now, it's a great time to be a Browns fan, is it not?
Oh man, it's the best time since 1994 when I was in college. From what I remember, I had a good time. But yeah, it's they're 4-1, passing every test that they need to. You know, beating Dallas in Dallas, I think, was a very significant step because it was a game that on paper they should have won. There was no reason why they should have lost other than same old Browns. Well, they proved that that's not the case, and Kevin Stefanski deserves a lot of credit for keeping the team together. That's a game that I think Freddie Kitchens loses last year, and Hugh Jackson and the litany of poor coaches before that. That isn't happening this year, and we saw them rebound. The Colts, man, the tale of two halves there really stood out to me on how well Stefanski managed it. Offense was on fire in the first half. Four drives, four scoring drives. Impressive against the best defense in the league. They actually had the best defense in NFL history in terms of yards allowed through the first four games, and they did that to them. And then, you know, the second half, everything flipped, and the defense won the game. And the ability for them to win in different ways, in different situations, with different players stepping up, that's the sign of a good team. That's something we've said about Cleveland in, 26 years. That's crazy.
Sign of a good team in Cleveland Browns, never used in the same sentence. I can assure you of that,
right?
for a long time. Literally, it's like, hey, they may have won a game, but no one ever says that's the sign of a good team, because that implies like that they're doing things like at an organizational level that winning teams do, which they haven't done in a long time, and that's why they're winning some of these games, and it's been very, very impressive. How concerned, though, are you about this defense? You know, yesterday they just put Greedy Williams, you know, their opposite corner of Denzel Ward, on IR, so he's obviously going to be out. He's missed all five games this year. You know, they've struggled. They had more injuries on the back end. You know, offensively, everything looks pretty kosher, and the D-line is really good. But the back seven, there's some concerns. Do you worry about that at all as this team begins to progress?
Oh, absolutely. Andrew Sandejo he might not be the worst safety in the NFL, but that's only because there's a lot of really bad safeties. I happen to cover another one in Will Harris in Detroit, who looks like he's never seen a football game before when he's dropped out in the field every week. Sandejo's a little better than that, but it's not pretty back there, and he's not alone back there either. The transition zones between the safety and the corner and the linebacker and the safety have been a big issue all year. Teams that have the quarterback that can pick on that have had a lot of success. That's where Prescott made his money against them. That's not going to go away anytime soon. I thought Ron Garrison did a pretty good job in that against the Colts, but now he's got a concussion, and who knows what his status is going to be. I was very encouraged to see Sheldrick Redwine step in, get an interception on a nice read. He actually made the play on the play before that, too, so it looks like maybe he can help. But, yeah, they're thinned out, and that's going to be the big weakness. And you got Pittsburgh on the schedule now. That's going to be a big challenge. So far, the front line, namely Myles Garrett, has provided enough pressure that they haven't been able to get totally exploited. That's got to stay up, because that back end is going to be, you know, they're not the worst in the NFL, but they're close enough that you better have that pass rush in front to cover them.
So we're talking to Jeff Risden, managing editor for Browns Wire on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Follow him on the Twitter machine at Jeff Risden. I love the fact that your Twitter handle is super easy. There's no backstory behind it, right? I mean, it's just Jeff Risden.
I got into it early.
I love it, man. That's awesome. That's how that
I was able to claim that. It was great.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, so here's my question. The Steelers defense, first off, I'm pumping the brakes on the Steelers. They played the Giants, the Broncos, the Texans, and the Eagles. All right, just so everybody out there knows,
yeah,
they're 4-0. That's who they played. However, a win's a win in the league. The Steelers blitz 52% of the time on pass rushing snaps. With all the talk we've heard about Baker Mayfield, who had a really good first half last week, and being able to handle the pressure, can they protect him against the blitz so that you know, Odell and Landry can actually get open and over the top because their secondary hasn't been tested?
Yeah, that's going to be the big challenge this week. And with Wyatt Teller being up in the air, he's week to week. Generally, week to week means you're going to miss the first week, and then they see after that. It's going to be a challenge for him. The Browns' offensive line has been fantastic this year. I adding Jack Conklin on the right tackle is going to be a huge asset. He trusts T.J. Watt. T.J. Watt's really, really good. He might be the only player that belongs in the same breath as Myles Garrett this year. It's going to be a big challenge. Baker's going to have to be sharp. He's going to have to keep his wits about him. I love the idea of throwing a lot of swing passes, screens, you know, a little tunnel screen behind it. Let Odell get out of his space and do his thing. There are ways that they can help mitigate it. But, yeah, the Steelers, it's interesting that they're scheduled. The teams they played are, I believe it's 5-17-1, which is just dreadful. But they have looked pretty good in getting there. I did watch their game this past weekend. They're not a joke. They're not to be taken lightly, even though their schedule sort of says that. Yeah, that match between the Browns' improved offensive line and Kevin Stefanski matching wits with the Steelers and the way that they scheme. And they don't just blitz from the outside. They will blitz their safety. They will blitz A-gap. They blitz their slot corner. I think they blitz them six times in their week two game. That's diversity that's going to really challenge the blocking scheme. Andy Janovich is going to have a big game at fullback. He's been really good as a run lead blocker in pass protection. Little bit of room for improvement there. You're going to have to see a lot of the multiple tight end sets. The two tight end set is still over 50% for the Browns. They got to block this week more than they have to catch. You saw Austin Hooper, I think he had 10 targets Sunday. Wouldn't surprise me if he only had two or three this week, but in terms of blocking and helping out against Watt and Bud Dupree and everybody else that they bring, there's a lot of value in that. So it's going to be a fun matchup to watch. I can't wait to see it, quite honestly.
We're talking to Jeff Risden, managing editor of the Browns Wire, here on the Morning Juice. And Jeff, as we let you go here in about the last minute, are you more encouraged by Baker Mayfield's two touchdown passes or concerned about his two interceptions?
And they hit the rub with Baker all the time. And it's like, yeah, it's great. Oh, man, you know, so close. The second interception, quite honestly, was really bothersome because that was a 2019 Baker throw. That was the first one of those I'd seen in a long time. And he got a little bit rattled under the pressure. That doesn't bode all that well for Pittsburgh. Yeah, he's been very, very good at avoiding the catastrophic mistakes. I love the designed rollouts. I think he's bought into what Stefanski is doing. He realizes that it's best for him. If he can curb those ponderous throws that he still makes just on occasion, he's going to be just fine because we've seen what the good is. My goodness, that first half was, in the context of playing the defense, that's as good as a first half as you could expect from Baker. Let's hope that stays going on. That's the guy that we've seen for most of this year. And if they're going to beat the Steelers, he's going to have to be that guy all day.
Jeff, we really appreciate you taking your time out this morning and joining us. Thanks again, and we'll chat again soon. Great stuff, my friend.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.